Hello, welcome to the fourth episode of Weekend Review. My name is Jake.
I'm Kenneth.
And we are ready. We are here on a very special day, a very special occasion.
It is special.
It is the day of my dear co-host and cohort.
I figured it's my birthday. I can squeak if I want to.
I haven't said that it's your birthday yet.
Oh.
Today is Kenneth's birthday.
Let the cat out of the bag.
And somehow he thinks that makes him special. It means he can do whatever he wants.
So I thought, since it is my birthday, I think that we should do a rousing rendition of Happy Birthday to You in Latin.
Okay.
So I'll start and you join in.
All right. Okay. Because we both know this.
Yep.
Right. It should be easy enough. Two.
Felicum natalem tibi. Felicum natalem tibi. Felicum natalem tibi.
Happy birthday to thee.
Quodonus habes. Quodonus habes. I'm a quarter century. I'm 25.
Yeah, how does that feel?
Feels the same, honestly.
It seems like a significant marker in your life, right?
I don't think so. Not so far. I think...
How's it different from being 24?
The only real fact that is a difference is just the number itself. I feel the same. Mm. I think we're too young to start really feeling our birthdays, you know? Like, if when we turn 35, 10 years from now, that might be a different story.
I think it'll mean less and less to us as time goes on.
But we'll have more and more indication that we're getting old. Mm. Like, if we actually start, like, getting gray and balding, and, I mean, by 35, some of us will probably have kids, and, like, you know, a lot of change is going to happen in the next 10 years. Probably more than, well, not more, but definitely as much as the 10 years that preceded this current, I guess, 10 years.
I mean, I'm terrified of my body deteriorating.
That was actually
I'm certainly not helping matters with this constant chain smoking and drinking and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's a... I talked to my girlfriend about this, and I feel like Atlanta, it's like... And she pointed out that, to be fair...
What is Atlanta? Yeah.
Atlanta is the venue that allows you to indulge your greatest weaknesses. And I think it's a one-way street to self-destruction if you can't...
It's pretty bleak.
It is bleak, but I don't think... I mean, it's not bleak for all. It's just like Atlanta, when you're in the city, it's like you have access to everything.
Yeah.
It's not like living in the suburbs. There's a heightened sense of danger.
Yeah, but that's what makes it awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I live here too.
The sense of danger and also just the availability of, like, you know, creative people doing creative stuff, like shows and stuff. Like, I don't know. I just can't imagine living in a suburban setting where there's going to be art shows and shit happening, you know?
Yeah, there wouldn't be.
But closest thing you get to that is fucking game night at your folks' house, you know?
Like, yeah.
Sit around, play Scrabble.
Play Quelf for a couple hours.
Quelf or Risk or whatever, or what have you. But that's not art. That is a bonding time.
It's interesting that a city where a concentration of people is greater is, like, the added danger is the closer proximity to humans. It's like humans are really dangerous to other humans.
I disagree.
I'm not saying that they are. I'm saying that there is a heightened chance of crime and things being perpetrated against you just by mere proximity, because the odds of you being chosen for a crime are greater just by the mere fact that I guess there are more people who could possibly want to do you ill.
Yeah, there's a lot of hoodlums walking around, you know?
There's a few hoodlums. I've seen a few hoodlums.
Not all of them wear hoods.
I actually had a joke that I wanted to run past you. I actually wanted to also ask you,
running past me? I don't know. Maybe how am I supposed to? If you run past me,
yeah, you were never good at the mile run. It took you like 23 minutes, so it's not going to run past you. This guy's actually going to walk behind you and whisper in your ear.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Okay, yeah. This joke. Would you ever think about collaborating with writing jokes?
Maybe, I don't know.
Because, you know, George Carlin and, like, a lot of the famous comedians, like, they would have people who would. They were, like, part of the creative process. Like, George Carlin's, like, infinitely long monologues, you know? They were, like, really impressive. Like, even up to his last special. Like, that thing, I'm a Modern Man. Like,
that whole thing.
That's, like, a seven-minute, like, mind fuck that a 25-year-old couldn't even say without slipping up and this, like, 85-year-old guy saying it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, like, just perfect.
Right.
very well rehearsed and stuff. We just took a break and you didn't even know about it. We're back on Weekend Review.
Weekend Review.
So, it is your birthday.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if you could tell me about birthdays that you had in the past that were memorable.
My parents kind of asked me the same question.
So we don't have to talk about it if it's a sore subject.
It's not a sore subject. It's just like...
Kenneth hates his parents.
They listen, dude.
He hates them. He always talks about how he wants to kill both of them. And I'm like, dude, that's your mom and dad.
Jake, this is a famous example of why my parents are so weary of you.
I mean, it's not me, dude. It's you. You're the one that says all the time how much you hate them.
They think that, like, you leave this in my head.
You leave toenail clippings in the bathroom sink and stuff. They told me about this stuff.
They told you?
Mm-hmm.
They like try to do an intervention or something, and like they're like, Jake, we really need your help. Ken's going down a really dark path.
They're closer with me than
yeah.
they are with their own son.
I believe it, yeah. I mean, you were at my parents' house yesterday for the birthday celebration before I got there.
Of course.
I thought that was weird, but you were doing garden work, so I was like, well, he's trying to help. He's trying to contribute.
Look, I mean, I am a paid servant, but they treat me like a member of the family, and that's what counts.
We call it indentured servitude. It's different. It's not like you're not forced. You can leave whenever you want. It's just it depends how much of your paycheck you want, because we're not going to prorate you.
I have to get my immigration stuff worked out and everything.
Yeah, well, good luck. Czechoslovakia is like the worst possible country you could come from. They're like governmental agencies are so fucked up. It'll take 600 years just to get the beginning of paperwork to get a driver's license, let alone a passport.
Bureaucracy is out of control, you know.
Yeah, right.
Not just here in America.
Yeah.
On a broad scale.
Yeah.
Abroad. But I mean, I there's quite a culture shock.
Yeah, of course.
Czechoslovakia.
It's different here. I mean,
but I think I done learn English pretty good. So.
Yeah. Well, you know what Tracy Morgan says.
And that shit, my accent. You can barely hear it. What does Tracy Morgan say?
Tracy Morgan says, Superman does good. You do well.
Oh, yeah.
Famous last words right before, you know.
He's not dead, is he?
No, I don't think so. You know,
there was a scare about Tracy Morgan dying, wasn't
there? Oh, he was in the hospital not too long ago, but that story just, like, dissolved. I think, like, ISIS did something, and they're like, oh, push him off the scrolling marquee.
Man, that's really not fair.
Yeah, I don't know how he's doing at all. I have no idea.
He got in a car accident.
Yeah, that's what I
it was. The guy was asleep at the wheel. It was a Walmart. Ooh, little bloop-de-bloop.
It's a cell phone.
It was a Walmart truck driver who
yeah.
was for like two
yeah.
days or something.
Uh-huh.
And it was asleep at the wheel.
So it wasn't even his fault.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, Walmart was sued by somebody in the process because of the, like, you know, standard that they hold their truck drivers to as far as, like,
wow, that's such,
making deadlines and stuff.
That's such an opportunistic.
It would force, like, truck drivers to stay up for days at a time and stuff.
Right.
Huh?
That's such an opportunistic lawsuit. Like, some lawyer was watching this, and they realized how they could exploit it to make profit.
Opportunistic lawsuit is a redundant term.
I don't think so.
When a lawsuit's not, you know.
When the lawsuit is, like, frivolous and you know you're not going to win.
Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to make a point rather than actually win. Like,
so you don't think they were going to win, they could have won against Walmart?
No, I'm saying that they used the public backlash against Walmart because Tracy Morgan, a beloved celebrity, was, like, injured and perhaps killed based on the practices that they enforce and hold their employees to. So someone's like, this is a golden moment, the iron is hot, we can strike right now, and while the whole public appeal is with us, we can actually make millions of dollars by suing Walmart for something that the person originally may not even have really cared about. Like, maybe it was just, like, something that was annoying to them, but it wasn't something that they actually felt like their rights were being infringed upon. You know what I'm saying, dude?
But don't you think people should be, like, companies should be held accountable for doing stuff like that?
But don't you realize that most of the times when people start to get mad at companies, it's just because something after the fact has happened? Like, Walmart could never have predicted this would happen. I mean, maybe it's a possibility, but, like, If you took every single bit of everything into account to lay out all the possible scenarios that could go wrong with anything, you would be frozen. You wouldn't even make it past childhood because you would realize that any direction you go in is certain death and you would just stop and die.
Quite a thing.
It's a philosophy. It's a philosophy.
That's certainly something. What am I supposed to do with that, man? I'm supposed to... These political diatribes and stuff.
These aren't political.
I'm supposed to turn this into comedy?
I'm speaking from the heart. Yeah, this is the best comedy comes from true life. It's authenticity.
My mind just goes blank when you talk about the government or whatever you're saying about aliens and stuff.
All I'm saying, man,
I hate the conspiracy theory jargon.
Matt, Jellyby Offer said it perfectly. We have a one-party state masquerading as a two-party state. Now, you think you're voting for Tipper Gore. You think you're voting for George Bush. You think you're voting for Dick the Dick Cheney. But what I'm telling you...
That's a good nickname.
Thank you.
How'd you come up with that?
Well...
that's really clever.
Yeah, my PhD.
Dick the Dick Cheney.
Yeah. Well, you know what Talib Kweli says.
He's like,
the president's a Bush, the vice president's a dick, so a whole lot of fucking, what's we gonna get? Something like that.
That's what George Carlin says.
Oh, no. You're right.
Yeah.
Talib Kweli ripped off George Carlin.
Did you just not realize that?
I guess so.
Wow.
Put pieces together.
Man, that's insane.
Do comedians and musicians have some sort of, like, boundary between them where the material can be shared without it being, like, straight up, like, is this going to be a Carlos Mencia situation? Like, Joe Rogan, Carlos Mencia thing?
It's different. I don't know. If you're writing a song, you can say whatever you want. If you choose to quote people or whatever,
then... He didn't attribute the quote.
So what? It doesn't matter.
I'm just worried. Now I'm worried.
Plus, he turned it into a rhyme.
Yeah.
I don't think he was trying to, or maybe he thought of it independently. There's this thing called cryptomnesia, which, look it up on Wikipedia.
Okay, thanks. But can you tell me about it now?
It's where you, as a songwriter or as an artist or something,
mm-hmm.
you'll recreate a song or a painting or whatever that you've heard or seen, not knowing that it already exists, you know?
Mm.
Thinking it's like an original thought.
Yeah, that happens in everything, actually. Like, scientists discovering new things. Like, you'll find out, like, four scientists figured out the same thing at, like, roughly the same time. It's the collective unconscious, dude. It's like, you know,
Darwin. Is that like holographic universe stuff?
Dude, you don't even know. For instance, Darwin, you know, the guy who made evolution. Dude, Darwin,
evolution?
Yeah, he made
evolution. Well, God made evolution.
No, that's a falsehood. That's a falsifiable statement, and that's completely untrue.
No, God exists. He's in heaven, and he created evolution.
Look, I'm not saying...
Are you getting riled up?
I'm having to adjust my shorts. I don't know if that means I'm riled up or what, but I'm definitely...
Something's getting riled up down there. For once in your life, you know?
I prefer you just to leave my lower regions alone. Just don't even talk about them. Shout out to Lauren and Delane.
You're giving shout outs?
Yeah, I'm giving a shout out.
What's...
Oh, I've actually had some positive feedback. It's like some serious feedback.
I want to hear about it.
The second episode, we had some well, arguably false feedback.
False? What do you mean?
Well,
like... What episode are we on? This is four?
This is four.
Yeah.
So two episodes ago, I read some...
good episode so far.
I think it's pretty great. 12 minutes in. I think that this is... I mean, apologies to Anne-Marie, but to speak metally, this is a pretty good episode.
Metal!
Meta.
He means meta, like...
Oh, meta!
Latin.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I got ahead of myself, but... had a friend, I believe it's a mutual friend of ours, reach out to me. He's currently living in Japan.
Yeah.
Do you know this guy?
No.
Without giving away any names.
He's currently living in Japan. Is it a fella named,
No, I think if you know, you should just shake your head.
Oh, if I do know?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, ask the question again?
Well, no, but I already told you the answer.
Oh.
Do you know that person?
Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, he reached out to me, said he loves the show.
Oh, sweet.
He's listening to it in Japan. We have a Japanese listener, dude.
Hell yeah.
And he said that he thinks it's better than cereal.
I agree with that.
I do, too. I do, too. I think that's the best review we've gotten so far, dude. That's, okay, out of a sample size of one, which by all means is not the best representation for a real sample size,
mm-hmm.
we have been rated to be on the same keel as cereal. And I think people should take that into account. Like, this is serious.
What do you mean?
I'm saying that we've only had
talking
one.
Talking about iTunes?
I'm saying we only have one review.
Okay.
But that one review has given us a 100% positive approval rating and has said that this show is better than Serial. That yeah. means something, dude.
To who? Who's going to find that? Our iTunes?
Arguably no one. But
I would argue that.
I'm saying it's a fact of life, man. And then, so, he reached out to me. And then another good friend. I don't think you know her.
No, I don't.
Yeah, let me whisper.
Okay. David Jonaber?
No.
No, I don't know her.
Okay, well, she's a friend of mine, and she, I haven't seen her for a long time. She actually lives in Atlanta now, but she used to live out further in the sticks.
Okay.
But
what's it like for her?
In
the sticks?
I think she said it was sticky. like, not necessarily in reference to the sticks.
Not gonna
like,
go there. No, okay, you're going on.
No,
you're becoming really perverted, man.
No. Like,
and that's a real person.
In terms, I know it's a real person. I'm talking about in terms of humidity. Hey, dude, put those. Okay, birthday wish. Everyone.
I'm not lighting a cigarette.
Hold me accountable to this.
I'm not lighting a cigarette.
Jake has just picked out a cigarette, and I've told him the story of John Kerry's wife. I've told him the story of who's that guy who did Taxi? Andy
De Niro?
Kaufman.
Huh?
Told you about Andy Kaufman.
Yep.
I told you about all these people who never smoked a cigarette in a day in their life, and then what, they die of some fucking rare lung cancer that only fish get. you're like, dude, don't worry about it, man. It's just once a week, man. I'm just gonna chill in my house. It's my place, man. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to have that cigarette smell. And it's not like it smells bad. I think it actually smells fine. I'm not bothered by it. But it's what's going on in the background that worries me.
Have you ever seen the performer Andrew Dice Clay?
Yeah.
The comedian?
Uh-huh.
He is a non-smoker.
Okay.
But he chooses to have a cigarette, like, you know, in his hand and in his mouth and stuff when he performs.
So he's a pretty character-driven comedian, isn't he? I mean, no one, he's not walking around with those stupid fucking vests all the time, right?
Yeah, he does that.
He does do that?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Andrew Dice Clay?
If we went to Andrew Dice Clay's house, like, right now, do you think he would be wearing that ridiculous get-up?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so he's a character.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a character.
So he smokes for a character.
But it also, I don't know, I think it transcends that. Because, like, he talks about how he doesn't light the cigarette. He just doesn't smoke anymore, but he always has it.
Oh,
so sometimes I do that. When I want a cigarette, I just have it in my hand and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me not want to smoke. And I can hold off.
Oh, because you're, like, already halfway into the act. You know, I've heard the most addictive part of any sort of, let's say, cigarette smoking is actually the ritual and not so much the actual act. It's the whole getting the cigarettes. Maybe if it's the fresh pack, you know, packing it down, opening the cellophane. You might even have, like, a salival response as if, like, you were, like, a Pavlovian dog or something. Like, it's all operantly conditioned into you to where this specific ritual yields this specific result. But this guy, Robert Sapolsky, has talked about how if you really want to make someone, or if you want to analyze addiction, you have to really look at the ritual practices that go into everything that precedes the act itself. Because once you have that rush of dopamine or whatever from whatever you're getting, whether it be like a dessert or a shot of heroin, it's like you're done. But everything before that was like foreplay. And foreplay is way more exciting than the actual act.
I gotta be honest, man. You're talking way too fast.
Okay.
And I'm really high. And I can't process. I'm totally spacing out.
Am I creating all types of images?
No, I'm just like...
You're totally not even here.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I'm totally zoning out, man.
Dude, let me show you this thing my girlfriend did for me for my birthday.
Okay.
This is a drawing. I'm sorry. Maybe we can make this the album art because this isn't making good podcast fodder, but...
Very bad podcast fodder.
She did this thing. I'm speaking of Robert Sapolsky, and it's Robert Sapolsky, this dude right here, and he studies baboons in Africa.
Yeah.
So she made him, he looks like this. He's got a really long curly hair. He's a Jewish guy, I think. He's got a really huge beard. He looks like God. And his beard turns into a baboon. So.
What do you mean?
Like, well, that's a baboon right there.
Yeah.
And so he studies baboons. So Erica, like, she melded these two things that are so closely related to each other into the same image for
okay.
my birthday.
Oh, sweet. So that's a gift you got for your birthday.
Yeah, I got this, and I got actually a hour 45 minute gift card to go float, like a sensory deprivation.
Go float yourself. Oh,
go float yourself. A sensory deprivation chamber. Like Joe Rogan, dude.
Dude, I've heard all about it.
Dude, like Joe Rogan.
Weekend review. Cause that's a weekend review.
Weekend review.
For you. Kenneth, you should have come to my show on Thursday.
I heard about it, but...
I heard that it was great?
I did hear it was great. Actually, I heard everyone who was supposed to go with you missed it. But
Everyone missed it.
Yeah, but I heard that you did a rendition of it. So you did a show after the show.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about doing that. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, I like, all my friends came right after I got off stage.
Why was fucking, that? Was that just...
They were just late. I didn't know that I was going on first.
Uh-huh.
That was unanticipated. And the lady told me, and then also I didn't know I only had 10 minutes. But
you have 10 minutes of material.
I think I have more than that.
Wow.
But I've written like a new 5-ish minutes since then. Like since Thursday. I've thought of new stuff. I think of new stuff all the time.
Man, I need to see you.
Doing comedy is awesome, man. I'm all about comedy.
When's your next show?
Jake Cook. Look up Jake Cook on Facebook and it'll show you my next show.
Where is it?
Tomorrow night at the local.
I'll be there.
You'll be there?
What time?
It starts at like 9 o'clock or something.
I'll be there. Will you?
With bells on. I thought you were going to say with bells on.
Who's bells on? Is that the African foreign exchange guy?
No, Richard Belzon from Law and Order.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll be there, but I'll be there.
He's a big supporter of my comedy.
Yeah. He's got like a stack of letters over here. It's like, to Jake, have a good show tonight. It's like, to Jake, you're really funny.
It's just fan mail.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's my fan mail.
Rifling through it, man.
This person like is real cute. Like they made their letter look like an empty blunt wrapper.
Yeah, it's empty though, so it's not much of a gift.
Yeah, there's nothing inside.
It says good luck though, but it's like,
got a stamp on it.
It's weird, smeared like crayon. Looks like some child.
People just send me garbage.
Yeah. Well, I think that you mistake your garbage can for the mailbox pretty regularly. Like, oh, I've got mail. Sweet.
And yeah, then, I always forget, you know.
Yeah.
But
everyone's like, there goes that Jake. Can't tell the difference between a mail can or a garbage box.
But that's Jake, 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 Jake,
Jake, Jake, Jake, Jake, Jake,
that's probably why you've got all this garbage here.
Like at the show,
yeah.
After I got off stage, like I wanted a cigarette, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also I had like 3 joints in my cigarette box, so I was looking for it. I told my friends, like, you guys want to smoke some weed? And everybody's like, hell yeah. And like,
you're the provider.
I'm feeling good. Like I just got off stage. Like I'm already like basically high, but I'm just trying to like reach that level. You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm like, let's toke it, you know? I'm looking for my cigarette box. I can't find it anywhere, you know?
Mm.
I looked on the bar, it was gone. Like, I looked all on the floor and stuff. Like,
dang.
And I got so pissed off, you know? I got, like, so mad. Because, like, I mean, I wouldn't immediately walk to the corner store and bought more cigarettes after that in a rage.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
As it were.
Have some wine.
Per se. Hey, might as well. You know, I was mad about that I lost the joints, you know.
Yeah, man.
That's like, think about how much money that probably is.
Thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars.
It's like, yeah, the weed I buy is so expensive.
Obviously. I mean, we're talking about, like, people had to, like, make monetary transfers from different accounts to afford this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is legendary.
This is the stuff of legend.
People don't understand. They're like, oh, yeah, cool, a couple joints. You know, I lost my keys last week. It's like, no.
I'm a big time, as I've stated time and time again on the show, I'm a big time drug dealer, and any police that, is it not cool to say stuff like that? Is it like, would I be needlessly incriminating myself,
even
if I'm saying it as a bit?
If I
just keep saying that, if I like admit to criminal activities as a comedic joke, like, do you think they'll come after me and then I'll feel like a real shithead?
Not proactively, but I think they would use it against you if they're trying to build a case. But I doubt that you're on any list unless you spend a lot of time on like the Silk Road or something.
Yeah, there's no proof that I even do any criminal illicit activities.
Yeah, because you don't even pay your bills. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
So there's no record.
Living off the grid, motherfucker.
Yo, it is a little dark in here with all these candles and that generator's making my eyes hurt for your electricity.
Which?
Like, these candles that we've got around here to light up the room, and then this single generator that you got in your bathroom that's like basically just a diesel engine with a like electronic like motor on it, so we can have this one computer working.
I save $15 a month.
I know, I'm not counting you down, man. I think it's great because you use biodiesel and shit. I mean, you just go to Chick-fil-A, like, yo, I'm good, yo. And they're like, yeah, sure, it's in the back. And you're like, all right. And then you just, you know. Put it in your backpack. And
my whole house smells like waffle fries, man.
It's not bad. I mean, I'm pretty hungry. And I ate dinner before I came here, so that's saying something.
You can't resist the waffle fries.
No, it's impossible. It's been shown clinically. Four out of 5 people won't resist it, and one will die because they ate them all.
Plus, if you get the, they sell these scented candles that are like sweet and sour sauce
Polynesian sauce?
Yeah, Polynesian sauce. Yeah. If you light those at the same time, it's like a flavored array on your nose palate.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah, no, you get addicted.
There's the LD50 rate for that's like 2 candles. It's like you can die. You gotta be careful. Just be careful. We're not trying to say you can do something or say that you can't do something. We're just saying whatever you do or don't do, depending on what you want to do, do it safely.
I always blow out the candles. You didn't even need to tell me about that.
Well, you're still standing here, but we don't know who's listening in and what they might do.
Can I tell you that I just got accepted to a secret comedy group on Facebook?
Woo! Congrats. I don't know what that means.
I'm the newest member of the secret comedy group that I can't tell you about.
It's great.
Because it's a secret.
Definitely.
And you can't get in. Because you're a bitch.
This is probably the
and
best.
I earned this.
Yeah,
this
is the best. So tell us about... Tell
I
us
earned them
much,
stripes, mate.
Tell us as much as you can.
I can't tell you anything.
Great.
It's a secret comedy group.
Please don't bring this up again.
I just want to say...
If you hadn't gloated so much, I would congratulate you.
We're bound by blood. You don't understand.
You need to get a test. Then.
It's deeper than time. It's deeper than anything. It's like... It transcends, like, all your mere mortal memories.
Sure, so this is something you did in the past? Is that what you mean? Yeah. My memories? What do you mean it transcends my memories?
I didn't mean to say memories.
My memories? Like my breasts?
Yes, thank you.
Have you seen my pecs? I mean, are you sure that it transcends them? My pecs are pretty transcendent. I do a lot of push-ups. You know I do push-ups every day, right? For 30 minutes. Increments of 20 every 5 minutes, rather.
You still do that?
Do I still do that? I'm trying to beat people up. Haven't done it yet. I've been training for years, though.
You sound like you're really, like,
angry.
Enraged.
Yeah.
What's up
can't
with
you,
that?
Can you see my veins?
God. You built a fortress around yourself to protect yourself from the outside world.
Fortress of hate.
It's a
fortress. A fortress of hate.
It's a
fortitude plus a fortress, which is a fortitude of hate.
Your body is a stronghold of
my body is a wonderland.
Evil hate.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm trying to become a Sith Lord.
Your body is a stronghold of evil hate.
You better put a trademark on those lyrics before Slayer gets them.
That was Slayer, actually.
Yeah, was it?
Slayer song. Hey, last night I was riffing, man. Can I tell you a couple jokes that I told?
Yeah, please do. I haven't seen you live yet, so it's kind of a damn shame.
I was like, I thought of these jokes while I was sitting at the bar.
Okay.
I was really proud of myself. I ended up telling them, and they did... Okay, I think they did pretty good.
This was last night?
Yeah.
Wait, so there was an open mic last night?
Yeah.
Do you do open mics, like, several times a week?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Damn, it's like a part-time job.
Kind of. I don't know. It's fun. I like doing it. It's something to do. But, like, So it was, like, this place, Speakeasy.
Uh-huh.
That's in... Have you ever been to that place?
Uh-huh. Is it in East Atlanta?
No, it's on Edgewood.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like right next to Noni's, basically.
Is it new?
No. It's inside Pizzeria Vesuvius.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like you go into the pizzeria place.
Yeah.
And there's a bookcase that's like a door. Just go behind that, and there's a bar back there. It's like a secret bar, you know.
Wait.
It's called Speakeasy.
So wait, secret bar, secret group. Does a secret group meet at the secret bar? Did you just give away the secret?
Look, I'm not going to tell you anything. I can't confirm or deny anything you say to me.
Okay.
Bound in blood. I thought I told you that.
You did, and I still think you need to get tested.
But I made a joke. I made a joke when I went on stage. I was like, I thought of this at the bar when there wasn't a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And then a few more people came, and it was like a little bit more packed out.
So like a standard, like people coming into the place kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like as time
exactly.
goes on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I told this joke even though there's people in there. I was like, hey, man.
She addressed the audience as a single entity. Hey, man, what time is it?
I didn't say hey, man. I'm going to write that down, though.
You should.
So I said, I'm sorry for the poor turnout tonight. I would have thought that a comedy show at a secret bar would have been more well attended.
Oh no, he
like,
did it.
I was like, oh, like great marketing strategy, like fucking secret bar.
So you're making fun of the place?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That reminds me. Yeah.
Continue. Well, I thought of this joke. The first part of this joke is true. But I was like, I saw this guy at the bar say to the bartender, hey man, like make me whatever you want, whatever drink you, if like if you ever wanted to experiment to make a drink, like price is no object, like just like I see some Drambuie and like Hennessy and stuff up there, just like make me whatever you want and I'll pay for it, okay, how's that sound? And the bartender was like, cool. And then he opened up a PBR and he was like, $50.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have more?
I can't, I'm just gonna go into my jokes now.
Yeah, you haven't copyrighted them yet. You need to be careful.
Exactly.
Slayer might get a hold of those too.
Come see me at open mics, because I'm usually at the local on Tuesdays, Bone Lake Barbecue on Wednesdays, Saturdays, 5 to 9 on Saturdays, on Sundays, go to Speakeasy.
But
as of now, but that could change at any time.
And if you see Kerry King at any of those locations, bar him admittance, because he is trying to steal our material.
Exactly.
So, remember, he's got those tribal tattoos. He kind of looks like a bear. No offense.
I wouldn't want to approach that guy.
I wouldn't want to call him a bear.
In the dead of night.
It's my birthday. Can we move on?
I'm sick of people saying that it's their birthday, first of all. Because fuck that. Who cares? Like, you're another day closer to death. Like, I envy you.
Well, then, if you envy me, is it like a fuck that situation? Because obviously you're jealous. Shouldn't you be like...
I'm not jealous. Just because you're older, you're going to die sooner?
Not necessarily.
I'm not jealous.
I mean, you could jump out the window right now and probably die. And
What if I fucking did, huh?
Then I'd probably be able to finish this podcast pretty well without interruptions. See? Exactly. What is this crying? Without interruption, the show would finish. It'd be nice. It'd be coherent.
I'm so sad.
I'm so sad. You know what's sad is that the best vocabulary word you possess to describe how sad you are is just the word sad itself.
Shut up, asshole.
Good job. Good job. Revert to cussing.
Dick.
Yeah, good job, dude. I was a psychology major, so I know how to deal with this. This is called the tough cop approach. And Whoa. Just like that.
Oh, shit. Now I'm back. Did you hear that?
Yeah, you did the Mario jump. You made it. You got a coin. Good job.
Perfect timing, man.
No mushrooms for you. You're slightly psychotic already.
Hey, I said before and I'll say it again.
Okay.
You don't have to be crazy to host this show.
You just have to be nuts.
But it helps.
Hey, you know what they say about little fly points.
You don't have to be crazy to go there, but you do have to be a nut.
They say something a bit more clever than that.
Dr. Evil, I used to think you were crazy.
And now I can see you not.
You think this show is listenable at all? Like,
yeah, totally. I mean, I don't think it's great, but don't overthink it. Stop breaking that third wall or whatever.
I don't mean to break the third wall so consistently.
This is like Pink Floyd.
Just stick to the list, man. We're having an off-the-cuff conversation.
Well, then stop it.
I had a funny idea or an interesting idea
Okay. For
the most controversial movie of all time.
Okay, I'm interested.
It's a movie where being a pedophile is like the norm for society.
So the person who is a pervert is the one who's like a heterosexual?
Yeah.
He's like, he wants to be with a pedophile's adult.
No, like, if there's a person in this reality that is attracted to another adult, it's like they're treated like gay people.
Wow. You know? Well, not gay people, but pedophiles.
Yeah.
They're not the same.
Yeah, they're treated like pedophiles. if you're attracted to that somebody that's weird. An adult, then you're like a pedophile.
What would you call this?
Maybe. I don't know, man. I guess like the forbidden...
Well, maybe you would just call it heterosexual. Because like the word pedophile, if you saw a movie called Pedophile, you'd have all these preconceived notions. But if you're trying to do a movie where you're flipping that on its head, then in this other world, heterosexual would actually be the bad word. Like, if someone was like, oh my god, he went to jail for heterosexuality. And people would be like, oh my god, that's awful. Like, he's going to get killed in prison. People don't tolerate that. I can't even believe it. People like, yeah, he loved someone who was his own age.
Did you hear about that kid who was like 20 years old or something?
Yeah.
Was bragging in prison about, like, raping underage kids. Or like, 12-year-old kids or something. And he got... That disemboweled.
Ugh.
Yeah, dude. Like they cut it. They made a knife out of like a toothpaste thing and a razor blade, and they cut his stomach open and then pulled some of his organs out and just left him.
Oh, this is real.
Yeah.
In Georgia or just like a.
This wasn't in Georgia. I don't know where it was. That was a fucked up article, though.
See, graphic, that's the kind of...
I can't believe I can just read that shit, man.
I don't
just, like, click
shit
on an article, and it's like...
I would stay away from that. I think that's bad news, Bears.
No, but I'm desensitized to it.
I'm not yet. I got a little sensitivity.
Not me. I'm a man. Nothing gonna make me cry.
Yeah.
Never gonna make me cry again. Welcome back to Weekend Review.
Weekend Review.
As a theme today, we're talking about Kenneth because it's Kenneth's birthday.
Right. So even though every episode is already geared towards me being the majority speaker, I get even more shares this week.
Right. This is a special day.
It's a special. Well, it's not really that special.
Not so special for me.
That's true. But not. I mean, I don't think birthdays are the big deal, personally.
I don't even know how old I am. How about that? That's how little I care about birthdays.
We can do the math. You're 24.
20.
Sorry.
Oh man, you just spoiled it.
I was trying
to do a bit.
I'm an autistic savant. I am a bit.
You're a bit
autistic.
Beat me to the punch.
Well, punch drunk love, dude. Stop drinking so much punch drunk.
I'm drinking a little bit of vino right now. I'm drinking some Cab Sauv.
Shout out to the fine Juan connoisseurs of Augusta, Georgia.
And now it's time for the wine review with me. Hey, Jake here. Welcome to Wine Review. My guest today is Kenneth.
Hello.
Today I'm going to be reviewing a certain wine. I got it from Publix. It's Liberty Creek Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon.
Mush mouth today. Cabernet Sauvignon from the land of California.
From California land.
Mm-hmm. California, here I come.
So can I
so
tell you?
So if you want to know a little bit about this wine, I'm just going to go ahead and read the back of the label here. At Liberty Creek, we craft our wines upholding the ideals of a bygone time. So there you have it.
I wish that that was their mission statement. Like that was like what was over the doors to the winery.
It said some other stuff, but I didn't feel like reading the rest, yeah.
But that was so cryptic. It's almost perfect.
Do you want to take a sip of this and tell me what you think of it as well?
No. It's got some tannins, though. It's got some definite tannins.
Kenneth smelled it and rejected it, which somehow like made it seem totally
tenacious,
gross to me.
Well, no, it's actually just smell like cigarettes.
Mm. So you want a fresh glass?
Glass, I think, is a bit of an
understatement.
Yeah, it's an overstatement. We're drinking this out of plastic, like paper cups.
Well, I am.
Well, you are.
I got one right here.
Prove it.
There you go. There's a little bit of cigarette ashes in that.
Yeah, that probably won't help the cigarette flavor that I already don't seem to like.
Do you think we should? A video podcast?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. But I was talking to someone recently who was interested in doing that. But honestly, I've never been into video podcasts, so I'm kind of biased against it. Have you ever watched video podcasts?
Yeah.
You like them?
Well,
I guess Joe Rogan's show is technically a video podcast.
I mean, I like it because you can kind of look at it if you need your eyes to look at something, but also go away from it and do other stuff.
Well, that's good with audio, though, too.
Yeah, that's true. But sometimes, like, if you're eating or something, it's like a continuous thing that can take you through the day, watching some long-ass podcasts, you know? But I never get that far in them. I guess only when... I don't know.
Well, it'd be a lot more production, too.
It ends up being pointless. I like to listen to podcasts when I'm walking around, mostly.
Yeah. I mean, you could always listen to it with it being a video, but that would kill people's players and stuff. They'd probably fuck this, I can't even listen. I can't even have my phone on all day anymore because I listen to Weekend Review too much. Their vlogs were just too damn long, kill my battery.
Like, they's using up all my data, damn it.
Using up my juice and shit. Like, I ain't got no iPhone 6, man. I'm still chilling with the iPhone 5, man.
But Weekend Review is my favorite TV show.
Yeah, me too, but shit.
A radio show, whatever the hell it is, shit.
It's like they done and up the prices. Like, you know, gas prices going down, everyone feels good, so Weekend Review's like, well, let's release a video podcast since the gas prices is low, and then killing fucking everyone's, you know, goddamn iPod or whatever.
Kenneth and Jake are fucking cool guys. I wish I could hang out with them.
Yeah, me too. Shoot. Right.
But regardless,
you're gonna
justice drink. Must be served.
Speaking of served, dude, you gonna finish that piece of chicken right there?
Well, I was looking at it. What'd you think I was gonna do? Just like look at it with my eyes.
And all I'm saying is like if I'm intentful about eating something, shoot, it's gone. And I'm seeing this piece of chicken over here, and you still got it, so I'm just curious.
Are you saying this is about to turn into some type of altercation between you and me?
I don't make threats. I make promises.
I know you just wasn't making a threat, motherfucker, because if he's making a threat, you ought to be 6 feet underground. I can guarantee you that.
So if you was even thinking
about talking some shit to me like that, I'd put you straight up under the motherfucking graveyard.
You trying to get me to make subterranean threats?
I'll shoot a subterranean missile straight out of my dick into your head, my man. That's what I did across Ad Living. Kenneth, you got a list.
Yes, I did.
God. Yes.
Sweet. Of course, I always do. Who doesn't do a list?
Let's do this.
Get into it. Something I'm always curious about with people, especially if it's been a while since I've seen them or if I've just never asked them to begin with, but like, I'm always curious about like what time people go to bed and if they like take showers in the day or the night. And this isn't stupid, dude. Don't give me that look. This is interesting stuff.
It's really stupid.
Nuh-uh. I think people's patterns are interesting.
Okay. Like Simon says.
Next topic, I guess, right?
No. Okay. What's your question?
Can you say
that in the form of a question? What time do I wake up?
What's your average week?
My average week?
Like, how do you operate from day to day? What's your pattern? What do you do most often for a given week?
I work, I don't even work that much usually. I work like 3 days a week, you know?
Right.
Or 3 or 4 days a week.
And those are night shifts.
Yeah, they're night shifts, which kind of fucks up the following day, I think.
Night shifts.
Yeah, them night shifts, man. Working on a night move. That was my fucking theme song when I first started working night shifts.
Really, you listen to like night themed music?
Well, they had that on the jukebox in Dahlonega.
You ever heard the Tom Waits song "Nighthawks at the Diner"?
Oh man, I lived it.
Yeah, I guess you did, huh?
But yeah, I have. No, I have not heard it.
Oh.
yeah, I have heard it, dude. That album's fucking crazy.
Awesome. Yeah.
Kidding me?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I had a short-lived music blog.
Oh really?
Where I like posted albums, but it was only. It's really easy to do, actually. Like, I didn't even post any links that I actually uploaded. It was just links that I found, like MediaFire links of different albums and stuff.
Right.
I just posted like my favorite albums with like a picture of it and just like a little blurb about it. But I posted "Nighthawks at the Diner."
It's a classic. Anyone who hasn't heard that album
is a piece of shit.
Well, they can rectify that though.
Well, I mean, yeah, my dad had that album. That was the first time I heard.
Really?
It.
I didn't hear about that until I actually heard about it on another podcast. The Dukes and Jane show, yeah.
He talked about it?
He played it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And that song, Better Off Without a Wife.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Tom Waits is such a badass.
We're the best is in the Bowery Bums. Putnam County?
Mm-hmm.
You know that song? Things are kind of quiet in Putnam County.
He sounds so out of it, man. But he probably wasn't. That's probably just all shit.
It's a fucking put on, man.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, man.
It's a fucking character, right? He's like an actor.
You're saying he wasn't really feeling those feelings?
Like, sometimes people could put on voices, right? And they could do different characters.
Wait.
It doesn't mean that they're that person for all time.
So they can switch
back and forth.
But if he's making a record album, don't you think that maybe he'd like to be who he is? Isn't that sort of the point?
I can't be inside the man's head at all times.
But you claim to be. You're telling me one way. You said it's this way. And I said, is it really? And you said, well, maybe not.
But too right, mate. Reckon we agree on that.
I think we do. Because I don't know what I think now. And apparently neither do you. But you're taking on the part of docent. And we're back.
And we're back. You know, I would like to call this show "And We're Back." Mm-hmm. I had that idea for the name of a podcast for a long time, and I actually attempted to record it one time when I was really drunk. or maybe I was on shrooms.
Sounds difficult.
Yeah, no, it turned out really good, but I accidentally deleted it. How do you say that?
Deleted it. Just deleted it.
Deleted it.
You got an extra syllable.
Deleted it.
Deleted it. Get that paradiddle.
Deleted it. 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 Deleted it.
could do that, but I think rebranding a show would be really difficult because it's already called this. I'd have to update the feed. I think the episode could be called "And We're Back," and then see how we get, you know, see how the Facebook and the Twitters how they, you know,
how they react to it.
Yeah.
Hmm. I wish we had fan mail to answer, man.
Yeah, hate or love.
Or just honestly. Stuff to talk about, anything to talk about.
I mean, we've got plenty of things to talk about. I don't think we need to worry or wish for more.
What do you got on here, man?
I guess you rejected my first one, so this might be a crapshoot.
Did I reject it outright?
Not outright, but you made a face. It was just like, I don't want to tell people about what time I go to bed because I don't happen to find that is an interesting thing. But I don't understand. If you go to bars, what do you talk about? I'm like, hey, what time do you take showers? That's my opener.
That's like your comedy?
No, it's not my comedy. That's just how I break the ice. I'm like, hey, I like to take showers at night because I don't like being sticky. Like, what's your preference? I know you have a preference, and I might be the first person who's ever asked you. But let's have a conversation based on this because I've had a beer. You've probably had a beer. We don't know each other. We're waiting in line for the bathroom.
If you take a shower before you go to sleep, will you not sweat through the night?
You don't sweat as much.
My dick smells horrible every morning, I think, when I sleep. It just sweats, you know, my balls.
You might have some sort of other thing going on, some extracurricular activities going on in there, because,
I don't know, man. It's like...
Maybe you've got a yeast infection.
There's, like, flakes of orange skin like Fleetwood Mac coming off the head of my dick. Mm. Also, like, the hairs, you know how the hairs, like the hairs that grow out of your pee hole? They're, like, a really weird color. They're, like, blonde, but the rest of my pubes are black. Is that normal?
You're saying out of the pee hole? Like, the same hole that the...
Yeah, you know, like, the hairs that grow out of your pee hole. Mine are a different color than the rest of my pubes, and that's kind of troubling.
How long has that been happening? Like, how long have you noticed hair coming out of there?
My whole life. What do you mean? Isn't that what yours is?
Your whole life?
I mean, I assumed that's what everybody else's did. I've never seen another penis or anything. I mean, I'm not gay.
Dude.
What?
Dude, I think you need to get tested.
For what? Man, I'm sick of taking tests, man.
SAT, man.
That's why I dropped out.
Yeah, I know, but if you took your SAT, I think you could figure out a lot of these problems, like the pee hole thing. I think you'd be like, oh, you'd be like, write a short essay about someone who all of a sudden says hair's coming out of their pee hole and why or why not they should go to the doctor. And you're like, huh, well, you got 5 paragraphs, I'll give you 7, and I'll use words you never heard of before. Shit, I'll do whatever I want. You should eschew obfuscation. That's the title of my essay. And if you can't know what that means, you're a bitch. Put it down. Give it to the next person in the grade. Because you know what? This is high caliber shit. And I'm not gonna wait around for y'all to catch up. Y'all slow turns. I'm a rabbit, bitch. Catch me if you can, bitch. You ain't gonna catch me, bitch. I'm up in the trees. I'm the only rabbit up here, bitch. Ain't got no wings, but I'm a rabbit in a tree, bitch. Looking down at y'all turtles like... But I'm a damn bitch. You need to get tested.
I think I'll do that.
Okay.
I don't know. I wanted to have some surprises for your birthday. I wanted to have Alex waiting in the bathroom for you, but he wouldn't answer his phone.
Shout out to Alex. I wonder what he's doing.
We could find out. I guess we could have a live call. I thought about calling all your family members and getting them to record a message for you. Thought about recording a song for you.
Oh, sorry, my phone's going off again. Sorry. Whoa. It's my birthday.
Dude.
Oh, wow.
It's Alex Warden.
This is actually Alex Warden calling us now. Can you put that on speakerphone?
Alex?
Hello?
Hey.
You will not believe what just happened, man.
Okay.
We're literally talking about you right now.
Yeah, on the podcast.
Then you're what?
We were talking about you on the podcast just now, and then you called.
It's like you heard us talking about you.
Yeah, my ears were burning, man.
You can't make this stuff up.
No, truth is stranger than fiction, man.
That was fucking bullshit, man. I couldn't even believe that just happened. That was crazy as hell.
You know that Bad Religion album, though. It's true.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Huh?
Can I help you?
No, I don't think so. You called us, so.
Yeah, can we help you? I mean, you're the one that called.
Well, you were talking about me, so maybe I can help with what you just said. I can help you with.
Well, no need to get hostile, man. You need to take it down, dude.
It was all good stuff. I mean, we have it documented. We could play it back. It was like talking about good stuff.
It was nothing but good things that we said about you. Trust me.
It's funny, the way you say that makes it sound like it was only bad things.
That's, we just have that effect. People say that all the time. We haven't gotten like solid job interviews for a while, because every time we go in, they're like, I don't think you actually want this job.
Yeah, exactly.
But we do. It's just our tone.
Plus, we show up with each other.
Yeah.
That kind of throws them off.
Yeah, it's like there are two names on the application. It's not Jake Kenneth. It's Jake and Kenneth.
You figure people would be less thrown off by that. I mean, it says on the application.
I know, right?
It says it has three different addresses.
I realize there's an application.
I think you might be a little confused.
That's crazy that you called at that exact moment, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, what's really funny is that this is supposed to be, we can review with Jake and Kenneth, or whoever you want to put first.
Right.
I can only hear Jake, so I can't really hear Kenneth.
That's me. You got Jake right here.
I know that.
I think he is weird.
You guys sound a lot alike. Did you know that?
What way?
Hey, I think we used to sound a lot alike back in the day.
I used to emulate you.
Really?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Well, there was the whole different, the difference between you guys, sorry, I've had a couple beers, was that Kenneth, if I can recall correctly, lost, I think he either went through puberty at like 4 years old, what happened was...
He never went through puberty.
Yeah, just recently started.
Yeah.
He had the voice cracking thing that happens when you go through puberty.
Yeah.
And he said he was really envious of Jake, because Jake would always, his voice would always crack during those awkward years, but Kenneth would not.
Yep.
He wished that it would.
That was embarrassing, man.
That's a fact.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, I was jealous.
What can I say, man?
I felt like Jake's family situation was so stressful that he got a kickstart to puberty, and I envied him, so I thought that stress was what was supposed to like kickstart puberty, so I would create artificial stress in my own family just to hopefully like get armpit and leg hair.
Really?
I had this whole thing worked out that people who...
That's fucking crazy, man.
...were in stressful... Because there have been studies that show like children who were born after a famine... Like, they'll mature much quicker sometimes. Sometimes they'll have, like, really bad emotional issues. But their bodies are coming into a world that, when they were in the womb, was known to be one of scarcity. So their genes are all activated to make sure that they, mature quickly. And they don't die because they take too long to develop. So I was doing artificial stress into my own life to try to kickstart puberty.
It's like push your dad down or something?
Yeah, push my dad down. I'd tell my mom that she looked like a clown's apprentice. I told my dog that I explained to him that he didn't have any testicles and what that meant.
Oh my God, you said that to him?
Yeah.
To your own dog?
Yeah, he was like, he actually started to cry. I felt worse about that than anything else. He didn't deserve that. But yeah, I mean, it didn't work overall.
Kenneth? Alex. Thank you for calling. You should come over, man.
Maybe, but,
you just get off work?
No, not really. Sort of. I'm attending a Christmas party before work. A work Christmas party.
Ew, I guess we're not invited, huh? Because we don't work there, right? God!
That's not actually true, but,
I guess our invitations got lost in the mail, huh?
Yeah, I guess you have to apply for it. Or wait, you have to wait until the 6th. Episode of the Christmas party.
Oh, low blow.
That's a fucking low blow,
dude,
man.
That's so ungrateful. We broke the rules for you, man. Back at us.
We did it for you. We compromised the quality of our show. We ruined our podcasting.
We put
careers.
Our reputation up on the line, dude.
I'm a son of a bitch, man. What can I say?
It's not only that you're a son of a bitch, but it's like you're not even a grateful one.
Yeah.
You're beating a dead horse, man.
Oh, man, you know what they say about being a dead horse.
What do they say?
Don't do it.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, don't do it. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, and don't beat a horse that's already dead. There's a lot of... too many horses...
Hey, guys, I heard a joke today. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Real quick, we only have 14 minutes.
Well, that's like way ample time for me to tell this
joke.
Oh,
we can go ahead and go then if you want.
I guess if it's too much time, we can just we'll hear it some other time. If your story's gonna take too much time, wait. If your story's not gonna be, Wait, what am I saying?
You want to hear the joke?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, here you go. Alright. Why can't a soldier look pensively across the ocean?
Why?
Because there's no gaze in the military.
No, you mean no gazing?
Don't you mean Navy?
I think you mean gazing.
We're rewriting your joke for you, dude.
I think gazing is gazing with a silent G.
Oh, that's deep.
You called us to do punch-up, right?
I got another one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's go. All
right.
Let's do it.
What do you call a lesbian who drives a Ford Windstar full of penises?
Are they...
what?
A Dick Van Dyke.
Did you make that up? Do you have the trademark for that?
Did you make that up, Alex?
That's all I got, man. Yes.
That's pretty good, man.
Props to that.
For a one-liner, I'd say that's big ups, man. That's hilarious. Dick Van Dyke.
He's the dyke that drives a dick van, of course.
I think you just ensured another invitation to the show.
All right.
I got another one. Last joke, and then I gotta go.
Okay.
Okay.
How do you find Will Smith in a snowstorm?
That's easy, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
You shouldn't. Yeah. How?
Look for fresh prints.
Dude, these are retarded. That's awesome.
You didn't think of that one, did you? You thought of that one?
All right, guys. I gotta go.
Wait. Answer the question. Is this original?
Alex, yeah, man. That one was from the dough.
That
one was just off the cuff.
Alex obviously stole, like, all these jokes from
Googling
some
them.
Joke website. And he's trying to pass them off on our show by saying that he wrote them. It's fucking makes me sick, you know?
We'll have to edit this part out.
You know what? We're gonna cut all this out. And you know what?
Okay, guys.
You can go fuck yourself.
I can't. The nerve of that guy is just unbelievable. It's just like,
what kind of shows do you think we're running?
Well, why does he think that we can stop running and insert so much?
Like, we're really gonna believe that he. Like, we're really gonna believe that he thought of all those, like, really good
jokes.
Yeah.
Did you hear how he said, "Look for fresh prints"? Like, he wasn't saying that in the bathroom like 20 minutes before, like 15 different ways. Like, what am I gonna tell Jake and Kenneth?
He obviously read it off of his phone while he was
totally.
Saying it to us.
You could hear it. He was holding it away from him, and it was like a little hard to hear.
Yeah.
And he's like, look for fresh prints.
That was the beeps, too. It was like, boop.
Yeah.
Kept accidentally hitting the numbers.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Good. Nice try, Alex. Seriously.
Nice try, but then again, not very nice.
No. Carter, do you really want to...
Can go fuck yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like Carlos Mencia. It's like, do you really want to bring that up? Like, Joe Rogan's gonna come on stage and be like, he's not even Mexican! His name's Alex! And everyone's gonna be like, oh! He's like, that's not true! And he's like, he grew up in Tallahassee, Florida!
No, fuck you, that's not true!
He actually does eat Maruchan, and he can afford Top Ramen as well! That's kind of deep. That's a deep Carlos Mencia joke. People may not get that.
Me and Kenneth used to trade Carlos Mencia bootlegs.
Yeah.
That's true.
He was hilarious.
At least, yeah, I used to think he was really funny. Like, but I was—I'd say I was probably 14.
Yeah,
14 years old.
14, maybe at the latest, even.
Yeah,
it might have been 12 or 13.
Yeah,
which those are big years. I mean, Carlos Mencia—that was like adult humor.
Yeah,
but it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was like totally different, and it was totally up my alley and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
It was so refreshing because until you're like 12 or 13 and you have access these days to like media that you can choose. You have so much stupid bullshit that you have to put up with as your entertainment. But as soon as you get introduced to something cool, like, you basically introduced me to, like, counterculture stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have never known that that stuff was even out there. Just total suburban ignorance. And you're like, dude, you should listen to George Carlin. I'm like, what's that? Who's that?
I think you got the first George Carlin album I heard.
I think that you told me about him, though. And
yeah.
I did buy the CD. But I think you were the one who actually introduced me to him. And I had no idea. I was into buying CDs at the time. So naive. Buying CDs.
No, I did that too. Buying CDs is awesome.
No, before internet was huge, you couldn't really get music at all unless you went to Media Play or something. I mean, there just wasn't so much access.
Yeah.
Like, there weren't enough people sharing stuff to have access to every single thing that's ever been created. Like, George Carlin, that'd probably be hard to come by in, like, 2003. online? Some YouTube and shit like that.
Well, I think in 2003 that there was like Napster and stuff. I don't know how I like came across George Carlin.
You think Napster had that?
WinMX, that program WinMX. Do you remember that
shit?
Yeah,
It was like a media player.
No, it was a thing to download music, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know what that is, huh?
Yeah, dude. It was like
that?
Super old school.
You had some sort of media player that was like Winamp. I'm thinking of Winamp.
Winamp, yeah.
I guess that's WinMX is different.
Anybody who knows anything about technology out there, can you tell me how to, okay, what I need to do, because I have a lot of files on my iTunes library that are duplicate files. I need to delete all of those.
I know how to do that.
Wait, okay. I know how to do that manually.
No.
Listen.
I know what
listen.
You're going to say.
I have a bunch of files on my computer that I don't know where they are, but I know there's music on my computer, and I don't want to individually add the folders. Like, that's the only way you can add music, right? I want iTunes to be blank and then scan my entire computer for music files and just put them all on iTunes.
That can only happen if you tell iTunes where your music's located. It does scan for music, like when you first install iTunes or if you do an update or something or you delete your music library.
It doesn't scan when you do an update. It just transfers your iTunes library. So like I have a bunch of music on my computer now.
Right.
That has been since the scan.
Mm-hmm.
That's like not added
right. To
my iTunes library.
Is this stuff you download?
Yeah.
Because usually do you use the same torrent program or something like that?
I download music from let me finish that thought. I download music from Soulseek.
Soulseek?
Yeah, Soulseek.
Do you have some program Soulseek on, like what do you actually download it with? You download it up from a website. What website?
It's not a website. Let me take
Soulseek
a gander at this, my friend. It's called Soulseek.
Okay, hold on.
You ever seen this?
No, but let me see something, because I can tell you where all this music goes to.
Don't.
Why
Wait.
Not?
Wait.
Don't.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find the preferences for Soulseek.
Service preferences.
We can find where your...
This is probably shitty for the mic.
Oh, well then let's just do it later.
Let's just do it later, man.
Let's just do it later?
Let's do it later, because we need to wrap it up, and so we're going to give...
How
should we wrap up the show?
I have no idea.